Hello, top 1% people of whatever tribe. I hope you are doing well, super duper. And today, this audio note is for you. Just for you people. And you have to listen to it. Only you people can understand it. If I will share it at any other place, probably they will feel inspired and they will say, yeah. But it is made for you people. You know, you have a dream and you want to achieve that. You want to reach to that point, but there are hundreds and thousands of the people who have same dream or same goals. Means competition is very high. Probably they have any competitive advantage which you don't have. Probably they will succeed then more than you. But that doesn't matter in life. Throughout the history, great people, they were not the ones who were rich. They were not the ones who were having all the competitive advantage. But there was something inside of them which made them successful, which helped them to reach to their goal. And today we will talk about that. First of all, congratulations to you for following all these challenges and being serious in these challenges. And second thing is, which is my message, that is you have to be delusional. Sometimes it might seem difficult to achieve that goal, but you have to be delusional. You have to do this programming inside of your head that I will do it regardless of anything. You have to save and stick it inside of your head, inside of your brain cells. Every time this thing should trigger you that you can do it. Even if the world says that it is difficult, hey, you cannot do it, but you will do it one day, it will happen. And when you will do this sort of programming that you will do this, you will achieve it, nothing can stop you. Every day when you will wake up, this thought will trigger inside of your mind that you have to do it because you promise it and you are delusional that it will happen. And you will definitely work for that. For example, you want to start any business or you want to do any other thing. You want to do something good for society or something normal job. But there is competition in every field. How can you achieve that? First thing, believe in yourself that you can do it and be delusional that you will do it. No matter your family condition, no matter how your surroundings are, all the things. So you have to be delusional. Second thing, you have to work on that. First, you have to believe that you can do it, you'll achieve it, and nothing can stop you. When you will believe strongly in this thought, then every day when you will wake up, you will work on it. You will not get distracted with social media and all the stuff. You know, sometimes when I open my phone, YouTube or something, I see like sometimes any random video comes on screen. I start to watch it and many times, you know what happened? I stopped watching video and started working because same thing triggered inside of my mind that I had to do it because I'm delusional that I will do it and I will achieve it. And you had to do the same. Nothing can distract you then. You'll conquer everything because you have no dream. You are delusional. You have to achieve it. You have promised yourself before death you will achieve it anyhow. So you will start working on it. So the message is simple. Be delusional. Stick it inside of your head and start working on it. That's how you are going to win. And second thing, work on that. Have a plan. Have a roadmap. Without plan, you cannot succeed because you don't know the end point where you have to reach. You don't know the steps. You have to write down those steps. You cannot reach to the second story of a building if you will not pass those steps one by one. First of all, you have to find that ladder. Then you have to find those steps. Then you have to follow those steps to reach to next story of a building. So you have to do the same. Make a roadmap, a plan, write down steps, and then follow those steps. Now, it is not always like you will follow that plan perfectly. It never happens. But the goal is same. For example, you framed a plan and these are steps. But you know the end point. After 2 months, something happened. You have to change those steps. But the end goal should be same. So you have to modify your plan if sometimes you will get distracted, something will happen in life. Change the steps, modify your plan, but destination should be same.
and be delusional that you will achieve it. And one day it will happen. You know, average people on the face of planet, they are just telling, yeah, okay, we will work hard. And they don't know the plan. You know, they are working hard in present. But they don't know those steps. They go to school, college, university, and do all the stuff. Okay, I will pass this, I will do this, I will do this, I will do this. Then one day I will get that job. But you have to think beyond that. And this thing will separate you from those average people. Now, before ending this audio note, I have some points to tell you, and this is like non-negotiable. You want to become great and you have to follow it. First thing is that working hard. You cannot avoid working hard. You have to work hard. That is how you can achieve great things. Your surroundings really matter. You do not have to be with average people. If there are average people who think differently than what you want to become, avoid them. It's better to be in isolation, read books, watch some right content than being with those average people. Because you want to become great, so you have to learn to sacrifice something. To become great, you have to sacrifice some pleasures. You have to think differently now. You do not have to think the same way you used to think, the same way your parents think. Your parents, they were from other generation. They think from that point of view. But now, this is the moment where you do not have to follow every step they are telling you. They love you. They want better for you. But they are not aware about the things which you are aware about society. They think that world works like blah, 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 different things. But you know reality. You know different things. So, it is not necessary to follow each and every point which they tell to you. You have to examine what they are saying and then do what you want to do in your life. That is important because many people, they simply follow those traditional steps. It is difficult then for them to succeed because they are still following those rules of 1990s. But now it is 2025, things have changed, and after 10 years, things will again change. One more point is that phone is just a tool. Don't let it overpower your life. Don't let it control you. It has already controlled lives of thousands and millions of the people, but you should not be among those people whom phone can control easily. Don't give it that power. No one knows when you will die, but in general scenario, you have a lot of years. 10 years, 20 years. After 20 years, you should be great. You should be like that sage. People should value you, your talks, your life, your each and every activity. So for it, phone plays a major role. Don't let it control your life. Have a goal, work on that. So wish you all the very best. See you next time. Till then, keep working on your dreams. Have a good community. Think differently. And that is how you can win. And I'm waiting for you to win.